May I have your attention, please?
Your attention, please?
May I have 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 your attention, please? May I have your attention, please?
Welcome to Attention, Please on KPTZ Port Townsend. I'm Larry Stein. Today I'm going to talk to the new owners of the Rose Theater and the 30-plus year owner and developer of the Rose, Rocky Friedman. News broke last week in the two local papers, The Leader and the Peninsula Daily News, that the new owners were well-known local arts leaders, Michael D'Alessandro and George Marie. They also happen to have two teenage children working at the Rose. Back in June, I featured Rocky here on Attention Please, announcing that he was selling the Rose Theater. He was hoping to find local buyers committed to the community and fully aware of the status of the Rose as an anchor for arts and culture for our area. He found that in George Marie and Michael D'Alessandro. We'll hear from Rocky first.
We got exactly what we wanted and more so. George and Michael were the very first couple who requested a walkthrough and a sit-down with us. That first meeting, first of several, lasted 4 hours. I couldn't believe that. And the minute they walked in, I had a wonderful feeling about them. And at the end of the 4 hours, I said to Holly Carlson, my wonderful real estate agent, that I could sell to them. But needing to practice due diligence for myself and for my shareholders, you know, we went through the entire process and showed the theater to numerous people. And we had over 30 inquiries about the theater. And my personal wish list was I really wanted a couple. And, of course, a local couple would be perfect. A couple because running the Rose is a huge job. Even with my wonderful staff, it's been too big of a job for me for a long time. And number two, I was really hoping that I would find a couple that was at least 20 to 25 years younger than me, having run the Rose as a much younger person. I was 39 when I opened it, and now being considerably older, I know the difference between running the Rose at those different ages. Yeah. And
I think you commented that you didn't want anybody on Medicare.
Yes, I was hoping not to find anyone on Medicare yet. And between the two of them, they have nary a gray hair. And the third thing I really wanted to see a woman step into my role as programmer. I figured as long as the Rose is going through this huge transition, let's make it even bigger. And I would love to have a woman step in and take over that role. So, yes, I got exactly what I was looking for, and they could not be a more perfect fit. As I said to all the Rose members here who were here on Sunday for the special screening, I said, I can assure you, you're going to be in great hands with these two people. And their two of their three children already work for me, Sophia and Henry, and yeah, it's just a perfect fit. Yeah.
So what's the process for them to learn how to take over a place like this? It's pretty
complicated.
Well,
we've been training them intensively for at least, I would say, the last 4 weeks. They're working with each key member of the staff. My daughter, Renata, came back from New York for a week to train them. Social media, in the advertising that we do, and general 30-year business practices. Other key members are training them in all aspects. We feel they have to know every part of the Rose, even though they're not going to be taking on all those jobs. To fully understand the Rose, they need to understand all the moving parts. And we have told them that this is a process. This is going to take a full year because this business has cycles to it, and I'm not going anywhere. I'll continue to work with them and to consult with them, as will Renata, and other staff is going to be here. Everyone is staying. No one wants to leave. So it's going to be a long process. It's a huge operation to learn.
George has quite a connection with many parts of the artistic community in this region. I immediately thought of the dovetailing between her work with the literary world and what she's doing here. And of course, then I found out later that she's been a giant movie fan for a heck of a long time.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they both come from, you know, George, I met George when she was working across the street at the former Simon Mace Gallery. She was managing that. And then, of course, now she's been running the writers section at Centrum. And Michael, of course, was the executive director at Northwind Art Center for over 7 years. So, yes, they both come from arts backgrounds. They love movies, absolutely committed to Port Townsend. And one of the very first things they said to us was, we just want to be the next stewards of the Rose Theater. And it was like, they couldn't have said anything better than that. You know, I told everyone, Larry, that we showed the theater to, I said, I don't want my tenure here to be handled as anything that's precious. We're selling it to you. You recognize what works. You know what Port Townsend is like, what the arts community is like, and you're smart enough to want to continue to give our customers what they've come to expect and appreciate. But then you need to put your own imprint on it and make it your own. And that's what I'm personally really excited about, is seeing what George and Michael do with the Rose, what changes they're going to make. It's a perfect fit in that regard of their coming from arts backgrounds. Yeah, and they're just really, really good people and have a good rapport with the customers. And yeah, couldn't have worked out better.
I'm excited. In the early interview we did with you, you mentioned that your lawyer or your real estate broker said, Rocky, you can't come down this street for a year afterwards. It doesn't sound like that's the way it's going to be.
No, yeah, that was one of my attorneys who said, one thing she said was, you can't drive by the theater for a full year. So, but I didn't agree to that. And I didn't, obviously did not sign anything. No, I want to see George and Michael be more successful with this than I have been. And so, no, I'm fully available. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not moving anywhere. So I will be here to help them realize their dreams with the Rose.
So we'll see you around then. You're the people you've known for all these years who come all the time.
You will see me around. Yeah.
That's terrific. That's terrific. Great. All I can say is I'm real happy for you to get this. And I'm very happy for our community to have this maintenance of this tradition and this keystone, really, of the community.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Rocky, the proprietor, developer of the Rose Theater, starting in...
It opened July 11th, 1992.
Until now.
So I've been doing it for 30 and a half years.
30 years. Wow.
Yeah.
Now we'll hear from George Murray and Michael D'Alessandro, who officially take over as the Rose Theater owners on January 13th. George first heard of the Rose going up for sale from a good friend who works at the Rose, but who was sworn to secrecy until the announcement was made. George Marie.
He said, well, Rocky's finally given me the okay, and I can tell you that he's putting the Rose up for sale. And I said, let's buy it. And he laughed. And then I said, no, I'm serious. Let's buy it. So I came home. I told Michael about it. I called Holly, I think, the very next day, as soon as I heard the news. Holly Carlson, Rocky's realtor. We made an appointment pretty much immediately. We did a four-hour walkthrough. Rocky likes to talk about how long it was. He said we asked the best questions. I think also this all has to do with the fact that I make Rocky laugh, just because I think his laugh is so distinctive. So any chance I get to make him laugh, that's really why it took so long.
That's one of the great things about Rocky, is his laugh that comes into just about any conversation.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you can make Rocky laugh, I think you've kind of hit it as a person. So we worked with and talked to Rocky for months. I was very diligent about the financials before we ever came to a point where we were sure that we could make it work. Because one of the things that I think is really important is that Michael and I feel like the Rose is coming under our care for an amount of time and is going to be stewarded in that time to be just as strong and just as much of the center of this community and the heart of this community after we move on, mm-hmm. right? We feel like we're taking on a treasure to care for it for the next 30 years, to make sure it's just as strong or stronger so that the people that come after us can pick up where we left off and what Rocky has built and what Sandy and Phil Johnson have built and this community has built. So we wanted to look very, very carefully at whether or not we could be those people, because it's not a small thing. It's not just a theater. It's a place where we come together and connect with each other and find stories that help ground us in what it means to be human, how we can find each other in hard times, in dark times. I think we just went through a very, very hard and difficult time. And I think being able to find each other again after that is going to be especially important. So Michael and I wanted to be very careful to make sure that we were really the right people to be able to invest and make this happen.
George Marie, one of the new owners of the Rose Theater. You're listening to Attention Please on KPTZ Port Townsend. I'm Larry Stein. Here's Michael D'Alessandro, who will be focusing on the operations side of the Rose. Just before we started recording, I watched Michael working at the box office, learning the ins and outs of the ticketing system.
Yeah, it is definitely a complex business, I have to admit, just from what I've seen so far. But it's complex in a good way. I like lots of challenges, as George knows. So this is, I would say, we're in a learning curve right now, and we take over in a matter of weeks, so we have quite a bit to learn yet. It takes a lot to run this. You know, there's a lot of theatrics. There's a lot of cues of lights and sounds, and the customer experience has to be just right, and then all the back end stuff, computers, the equipment. Yeah, everything. It's layers upon layers of complexity for sure.
Yeah, it sure is. It sure is.
First of all, we have an incredible team of staff here. That was another thing before we made the offer, that we wanted to make sure that we could keep everybody who wanted to stay on staff on staff. What I did was look at our team with Michael's full support, and we have talked to everybody about what their ideal hours are going to be. That said, Michael and I need to know every aspect of this business. So Michael's learning how to put together films. He's becoming the facilities manager. He's helping manage the budget because he is incredible at keeping budgets on budget and balanced. I'm not always good about that. But what I want to say about Michael and this partnership is that I hope it's no secret that Michael is an incredible leader in our community. He's thoughtful. He's considerate. He's careful. He takes his time. He really takes a measured approach. So when I say what I'm about to say, I want it to be known that it was from that place. But when I first came home and told him that I wanted to buy the Rose, he asked if I was crazy. And I said, no, I'm not crazy. And I tried to pitch it. I think I flung myself on the bed at one point in desperation because I really just thought that this was going to be so incredible if we could do it and if we could do it right. And Michael wasn't sure. And the second or third day where he was working and training, I don't know what you were doing. You were futzing around with light bulb or cleaning. You were dusting. And I heard him say, I think I'm going to really love this job. I felt so vindicated. And I have to just say that every possible chance for the rest of my life. I just have to brag about, I knew it. I knew you would love it. I knew this would be a great job for you and that you would really blossom.
Well, I've never seen you more confident about a decision. So as time went on, I can see you, you know, you really had this figured out. So thank you.
The great thing is Michael and I have, I think we have a magical partnership. Yeah, I think we're going to be a very good team together. And we have such an incredible community, you know, here to support us.
Sounds almost like a movie story, you know. You both understand the role of arts in our lives. And, of course, that's one major reason that this town is so vibrant, is that people come here because there is an absolutely beautifully vibrant arts scene in all different media, all different types. And so I'm curious, with Michael, you coming from having headed Northwind, especially during its growth period where it moved to Water Street to its big, beautiful new gallery, and George, with you working at Centrum and working with all the writers' programs at Centrum, you're now taking over one of the other kind of cultural keystones of this community.
If you had asked me this a year or two ago, I would never have imagined that we'd be sitting here talking about this. It does feel a little bit dreamy, a lot dreamy. But again, just to refocus thinking about the arts again, for me personally, is like a gift to come back into this space downtown and be working with some of the same people I worked with in the past, and also looking at our members here at the Rose, how many of those same individuals I already know in the community. So it's really, it feels good to be coming back.
Fight the power! Fight the power! We've got to fight the powers that be! Elvis was a hero to most, but he never made...
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastics.
Exactly how do you mean?
There's a great future in plastics. Think about it.
You play very well.
Oh, yeah? So do you. Oh, God, what a dumb thing to say, right? I mean, you say it, you play well, and then right away I have to say you play well. Oh, God, Annie. Well, oh, well. La-di-da,
Your weapons.
Our weapons will not be used to wage war on the world. It is not our way to be judge, jury, and executioner for people who are not our own.
So ain't all people your people?
I am not king of all people. I am king of Wakanda.
I think it pisses God off if you walk by the color purple in a field and don't notice it.
You saying it just want to be loved, like it say in the Bible?
Yeah, silly. Everything want to be loved. Us sing and dance and holler. Just trying to be loved.
We're blood and bone. We're part of this incredible, intricate universe that's growing and dying and being born all at the same time. And, you know, human beings are distinctly bound together through stories. I think Michael would agree with me that stories make us. In fact, in my letter to Rocky, I think her name is Muriel Ritzinger, and I've probably butchered her last name. She said, "The world is made of stories, not atoms." And in my initial inquiry to Rocky, I started with that quote, regardless of what your spiritual background is, our bodies are going to leave and we're going to decompose in the world. And what's going to be left of us are our stories and what people said about us and the experiences that they had of us and the stories that we told that will live on and change and grow in their own ways after us. And so stories to me make us distinctly human, and they also keep us human. They keep us from spiraling out into the dark. They keep us from being lost and feeling isolated and alone. They help us to understand each other and what it means to be human. And I think what it means to be human is changing all the time. And so to me, there's the role that I play at Centrum and the role that I will play here with programming at the Rose. They're very connected. It's pretty much the same mission. I feel like my mission is just to support humanity in that way, to bring us together and help us keep us connected to each other. And it's not a truly altruistic goal for myself. It's not just a virtue or an ideal. It's that's what keeps me alive. That's what keeps my heart in this world. So for me, it's about the being that comes out of that, right? The way in which I can reach across that great divide to other human beings. And what better way to do that than stories? And what more magical way to do that than the cinema and movies? I think I just feel so incredibly lucky to be able to do this work.
Yeah, you really eloquently put it. Everybody talks about the communal experience of going to the movies and sitting in an audience with a bunch of people experiencing the same thing, even though you're anonymous to them. You don't talk to them usually before or after, but you're all sitting in this place and having this experience that sometimes leaves you silent and stunned at the end of the movie, or clapping and raving and laughing and screaming and saying, you know, how great that was. That's so important about a movie, and you don't get that watching your streaming system on whatever size screen you have at home. It's so important, and people craved it. It was so lost during the COVID period. Mm-hmm. People are coming back.
Yeah.
I have to say, I'm just so thrilled of this place being able to stay here. And I understand Rocky's need after 30 years to step aside. And I understand his need to have somebody who he feels will really shepherd it well. And I think he's found the right people. I'm not supposed to editorialize that much, but yeah.
Well, thank you, Larry. Yeah, I think we should all be so lucky to have Rockies in our lives who can really be thoughtful and have good, like, ethical sense of the value and treasure of what they've built. Yeah. You know, as far as I'm concerned, we're not going to be rich people at the end of this. Rocky's not going to be a rich person. Nobody's doing this for the money. So may we all have good Rockies in our in our lives to make laugh and to also who cherish the things that they cherish and help bring dreams alive and know how to pass them on.
George Murray and Michael D'Alessandro, the new owners of the Rose Theater. All the parties in this change of ownership refer to Phil and Sandy Johnson and their key role in making the Rose happen on Taylor Street 30-plus years ago. Here again is Rocky Friedman.
Sandy and Phil, they're the ones who bought the building for my purposes. And, you know, Phil, as you know, Phil passed away a number of years ago, and Sandy has, of course, remained my landlord. And, you know, she said something to George and Michael the other day. This isn't just passing on, you know, a business. And this has been their life. And this is Phil's legacy. They both love this place. And so it's a hugely emotional for all of us, for Renata and I, for my staff, for George and Michael, for Sandy. And, yeah, it's just, you know, people ask me how it's going, and I would say, well, I would say it's two-thirds excitement and one-third. It's a very emotional thing to let go of this. It's absolutely bittersweet. I'm ready for it, but I experience moments where it's absolutely tugging on me. And I have to just constantly remind myself it's theirs in a little over a month. And I have to step back and let them do it and support them. My former CPA told me something interesting. He asked me what I was going to do afterwards, and I said, well, I need to stick around to, you know, be supportive of the new owners. He said, Rocky, I've been a part of over 1,000 business transactions representing buyers and sellers in my career, and in only two instances did the new owners really want the old owner around. He said, they're entrepreneurs just like you were when you started this, and they want to make their own mistakes. Mm-hmm. So, and it was, I was really happy to hear that. So,
and you may find that at once some point. They may say, okay, this, Rocky, good. Okay, we have a different idea.
So we'll see. I'm here to help them, and, you know, so.
Rocky Friedman, longtime founder and operator of the Rose Theater. And earlier, George Marie and Michael D'Alessandro, the new owners, effective mid-January. Several times in our interview, George referred to Rocky's sense of humor and infectious laugh. I thought we'd go out from this program on one of Rocky's stories about the reupholstery of the Rose Theater seats. Oh,
really? My biggest disappointment was when we had the seats redone this past summer, and all the seat cushions were taken out, mm-hmm. we found only $2.73. I thought, over 30 years, that's just not enough. Yeah.
You've been listening to Attention Please on KPTZ Port Townsend. I'm Larry Stein. Thanks to Rocky, Michael, and George for taking time out of their Rose Theater training to talk. And thank you for supporting KPTZ.